the Bible. It's the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. This sacred book is living and active and contains all that's needed for life and godliness. Stay with American Family Radio for the next hour as we study God's Word and take your Bible questions. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
Well, today is the National Day of Prayer, and we are going to get to those lines and open them up. And if you would have a prayer request or if you would like to pray, you can do so. That number is 888-589-8840, and we'll open those lines, and you can line up. But before that, Alex, we've got a guest that I'm really intrigued to interview, because October the 30th and 31st, it's going to be AFA at the Ark there in Northern Kentucky, and they're going to get to hear Dr. Georgia Purdom concerning Answers in Genesis. She's Vice President of Educational Content. I read all your resume, Dr. Purdom. I'm not going to try to do that, but I will say you're a graduate of the Ohio State University. I know you're proud of that, right?
I am. You know, I've been a Buckeye all my life, and that will never change regardless of where I live.
Okay. Well, Alex, it's good to have her, and we want to talk about this again, AFA at the Ark. And after you hear Dr. Purdom, I'm sure you'll be even more intrigued, want to sign up to go and be there in Kentucky. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, Dr. Purdom, it's great to have you on Exploring the Word, and I just want to say on behalf of myself and millions of listeners, we deeply appreciate the vital work of Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham, and the Creation Museum, and the Ark, and, you know, to God be the glory, you have certainly distinguished yourself in academics with your PhD in molecular genetics. Dr. Purdom has been published in the Journal of Neuroscience, the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research, and the Journal of Leukocyte Biology, and I don't even know what that means, but I want to commend you because every now and then I'll be on the road speaking, and an evolutionist will say that those who believe in biblical creation are not scientific. You're just one of the researchers and writers for AIG, and my goodness, your resume is probably the most scientific document that we could read all day. What would you say to those who question the validity of belief in biblical creation?
Well, I think, you know, from a scientific perspective and the idea that, you know, people a lot of times, like you were saying with atheists or evolutionists, will say, well, they'll say to me, well, you can't be a scientist and be a creationist and believe in the Bible. And I was like, no, absolutely I can, because when I look at the scientific evidence and when we evaluate it and understand it, we see that it absolutely confirms what God's Word says from the very beginning in Genesis. And I think it's easier to be a creation scientist than it is to be an atheistic one, because I don't have to try to make the evidence fit my worldview or what I believe about the past, because it's absolutely consistent with what God's Word says. And you know, what people need to realize is oftentimes they'll hear, oh, it's a matter of science versus religion. And I'm like, no, it's not science versus the Bible or science versus religion. It's what is our faith in when it comes to the science about the past? Is it faith in God's Word or is it faith in man's ideas? That's really what it comes down to, is who is our faith in? And that affects, you know, our worldview affects how we look at and understand what we see in the world today. And so it really is a matter of faith. And Christians really do have a reasoned faith. You know, the things that we see, again, confirm what God's Word says. And so we can be confident, very confident in our faith as Christians.
You know, Dr. Purdom, I tell folks, I said, there's holes all in the theory of Darwinian evolution. So many missing things, the links and the connections. But in creation, in the Bible, you see this consistency where you see it. And I appreciate that view, and you've encouraged me by sharing that. But we do want to talk about AFA at the Ark. And again, that's October the 30th and 31st. And I know they'll be there and they'll be listening to different ones. And but they're going to be able to talk with you and hear you on Friday. That Friday, that I'm thinking that is the 31st. Tell me what you're planning on sharing with those people who make their way to Kentucky there?
Well, I'm actually going to be sharing on the topic of can the Bible be trusted? And so I think this is an important presentation because, you know, this is what it really comes down to. Whether we're talking about, you know, things in science or archaeology or whatever it may be, if we're going to say the Bible is our authority for knowing about the past, then we have to be able to defend its veracity and its truthfulness. And so we'll be talking about what I call internal evidence and external evidence in relation to God's word. You know, internal evidence means it comes from the Bible itself, that we can know it, we can trust it, it's inerrant, it's infallible. How do we get the Bible? The fact that it's God's very word. It doesn't just contain God's word, it is God's word. And so we're going to be talking about that. You know, it's one book, but many, it's one message, but many books. It's, you know, it shows honesty about people and events. It's got fulfilled prophecy. You know, so many things internally help us know that God's word is true. But then we're also going to talk about some of that external evidence, which is a lot of, again, what Answers in Genesis talks about with science and archaeology and how that confirms and supports what we read in the Bible, but then also looking at people's changed lives. You know, as Christians, our lives are dramatically changed by knowing and accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior. And so we'll talk about that, how both of those things, the internal evidence and the external evidence, again, confirm the truthfulness of God's word so that when we use that as our authority and we say this is where we stake our claim on, that we can be very confident in that. And that helps us grow in our witness and our testimony and our ability to share our faith with others.
Dr. Purdom, Alex McFarland here. And by the way, I'm so thrilled that people are going to hear you in person with the AFA at the Ark this October. And I want to give that link again in a moment where people can learn more and sign up. Speak, if you would, and I got to say this, I'm in front of thousands of teenagers every year and lots of college students as well. And really never have I seen a battle rage over a topic like I have in the last couple of years over gender. Dr. Purdom, what would you say to those who say gender is not objective, it's just a social construct, and gender is fluid? You as a scientist, what is your position on human gender?
Well, and that's, I agree, that is one of the most important topics that young people are really challenged with today, and even within the church, or I should say maybe especially within the church, and because there's so much confusion in our world today, and it really isn't confusing. You know, it's clear from Scripture that God designed us male as male and female, right? We see that right at the very beginning in Genesis, and so we can know that, and we can embrace that biblical truth, but then when we look at it scientifically, gender, you know, people have tried to separate gender from sex and saying they're two different things. They're not two different things. That is just something that has been basically put on those definitions to separate them, but they're not different. There's no such thing as that. And God has designed us as either male or female. And when we look at this from a, you know, just from a basic genetic perspective, I mean, that's my specialty. And the fact of the matter is that females have two X chromosomes and males have an X and a Y chromosome. So it's really easy to remember. I always tell people, no Y, no guy. Okay. So if there's no Y
that's
chromosome,
awesome.
There's no guy. Okay, so that's just a fact. That is a scientific fact. And we would expect that because, again, we know that biblical truth. Now, Chris, I'm not saying there can't be abnormalities in sex chromosomes. There can't be people that suffer from issues as far from a biological perspective when it comes to these things. Not, again, not the whole transgender lie, but there can be abnormalities, but we would expect that in a fallen world because we're fallen, and we do need to help those individuals. But again, this idea that we're born in the wrong body or we can be born, you know, gay or transgender or whatever is just a lie that's being promoted to advance secular agendas. It doesn't align with God's word, and it doesn't align with science.
What you're hearing is Dr. Georgia Purdom. She is with Answers in Genesis. That's the Creation Museum, the Ark Encounter. And she's going to be speaking at AFA at the Ark this fall, October the 30th and 31st. You just got a little bit. Now, I want to think about it. I don't know about you. I got a feeling it'll be about an hour or so. Can you imagine Alex getting this much information and just being ready to receive it? And so we're asking people to sign up right now and be a part of this AFA at the Ark. And again, the place to go, as Alex is saying, we need to give that, is afa.net/events. That's afa.net/events. And click on AFA at the Ark. That link will there tell you about it. It will help you register there and what you need to do. So, Dr. Purdom, I just want to say thank you. And, listen, I wish they had assigned me to cover this one in place of just three guys that's going. But what an opportunity this is going to be. I bet you're looking forward to it, aren't you, Dr. Purdom?
I always do. The AFA group is just so it's such an engaging audience. It's so great to speak to you all when you come.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Dr. Purdom, with transgender ideology and the idea that some people are trapped in the wrong body, and, I've done open mic Q&A at a number of universities, and one of their most powerful arguments, they would say, is that, well, I, as, a cisgender male heterosexual, I can't understand how they feel. So here's my question. Please tell me, Dr. Purdom, that scientists are pushing back against this delusion. I mean, certainly people feel however they might want to feel, and anyone is free to be delusional if that's their choice. But do you see within the scientific disciplines that bona fide scientists are pushing back and say, wait a minute, XX, XY, and gender is not fluid just based on people's emotions? Is the scientific world pushing back on this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we see that over and over. We even see people like Richard Dawkins, who has taken a lot of heat for that. And there was another scientist whose name is escaping me right now, but he also got in trouble for, I think it was Jerry Coyne. They were kind of with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and they were like, look, this is just a scientific fact that there's male and female. There's no in-between, so to speak. There's no fluidity with this, And they got kind of, canceled, from even atheist organizations, right, who don't, because they're not promoting the woke secular agenda, that they're even canceling these well-known scientists that are just trying to say, look, this is a biological fact. So it is, and I do think that at least some governments in some countries, including even here and in the UK, are starting to wake up to the harm that has been caused by this, especially when it comes to children. And I just praise God that some things are being passed now to protect these children from what is really scientific experimentation, as well as just downright abuse to these children by allowing these things to be done to them that shouldn't be done. So I think we are seeing some push. We are seeing quite a bit of pushback now, and hopefully trying to regain sanity when it comes to this issue in our culture today.
You've been listening to Dr. Georgia Purdom. Georgia is with the Answers in Genesis, the Creation Museum, the Ark Encounter. She's going to be a speaker at AFA at the Ark this October the 30th and 31st. And you can sign up at afa.net/events. Click on AFA at the Ark, and you can be a part of that. Dr. Purdom, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I hope to see you all here.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Will you take a moment and celebrate life with me? Last year, Preborn helped to rescue over 67,000 babies from abortion. Hi, this is Bert Harper, and I want to thank you for your partnership. Think about what you did. 67,000 babies are taking their first breath now because of you. Your $28 sponsored one ultrasound that was given to a woman as she was deciding about the future of her child. Once she saw her precious baby for the first time and heard that sweet heartbeat, her baby's chance at life doubled. But Preborn's mission is not only to rescue babies' lives, but also to lead women to Christ. Last year, Preborn Network Clinics saw 8,900 women receive salvation. Your help is crucial to continue their life-saving work.
brings understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They'll soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word. That was powerful. Thank you, Brent Austin, for that wonderful music and recitation there. Alex McFarland, Bert Harper. Hey, today is the National Day of Prayer, May the 1st, 2025. You know, by law, it is the National Day of Prayer, and right now, even as we speak, 19,000 prayer gatherings are happening around America. But we're going to have a prayer gathering ourselves right here on Exploring the Word today. The number, by the way, is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840 if you'd like to call in and pray or have a prayer request. But Bert, you know, in Jeremiah 33:3, the Bible says, "Call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know." And isn't it exciting that Almighty God invites us, in fact, urges us to pray, to call out to Him? Isn't that a great reality that we can pray to a God who hears, a God who sympathizes, and our God who intervenes?
Amen. Matter of fact, Jeremiah 33:3, I grew up here, and that was God's telephone number.
Amen.
Call unto me. So anyway. Well,
let's dial it.
Let's dial it. Listen, we want your prayer request today. We usually do this on Tuesday, but since this week, this is the National Day of Prayer, we wanted to do it today. But we offer also the opportunity to you to pray, and we have lines open. So call in right now. But while we're waiting for others, let's go to Oklahoma. Randy, thank you for calling today.
Alex, Bert, it's a pleasure to be on your program on National Day of Prayer. I'm a truck driver and didn't have an opportunity today to participate in the National Day of Prayer, but when you said that we could call in with our prayers, I wanted to join your airwaves and other AFA listeners and just offer up a prayer for our country.
If this may be the biggest prayer group on the National Day of Prayer nationwide, even because of the internet, worldwide. So, Randy, thank you for that. Go ahead, brother, and pray.
Father, I just thank you for the privilege to live in this great country. As we are starting to come into our 250th anniversary, I just look back at how your hand of providence has been upon this nation since its founding, and upon those who signed the Declaration of Independence, established Christian universities that are now known as Harvard and Yale, and have kind of gone into a different kind of ideology and teaching. Father, throughout our nation, it seems that we have lost our way and have gone our own way. But Father, there's always a remnant. And just like the people listening to AFA today, and you think about the great teachers of old, Jonathan Edwards and Charles Finney, and times where you have, through prayer, brought this country back. And you can do it, Lord. We trust you and have faith that that America has been a light to the world, and bringing through missionaries, just your word throughout the world. And so we pray, Father, just forgive us of our sinful nature, and help us, Lord, to get back on the track, and to be a people set aside again a prayerful people and a faithful people and a people that seeks holiness and righteousness. And we love you and we thank you for the opportunity through that rent veil that we can come boldly to access you in with prayer and supplication. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray this. Father, please help our nation. Again, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Randy. Hallelujah.
What a powerful prayer.
Amen. Praise God. I'm glad, Randy, you're a part of this prayer group, and you've blessed us today. Thank you. Be safe out there driving, and we appreciate all of you truck drivers that listen, and they're some of our most loyal listeners, and we thank God for them. Thank you again. Let's go to the great state of North Carolina, the home state of Alex McFarland, and Amen. Talk to Deborah. Deborah, thank you for calling.
Hi. Did you all hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Yes, I would like to pray for the students. I'm one of the students also, and we'll be doing our a lot of students will be doing the integrate, and I'll be doing my finals next week on the 11th. And I just want to pray for the students that we do well in school.
Amen, Deborah. Amen. Go right ahead.
All right. Thank you, precious Father, for the opportunity to pray. You said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you for being in the midst of us today. We just thank you for the students. Oh, precious God, many of them are struggling in school. We have one of the lowest scores here in America. Lord, we ask you to turn that around. Open up our understanding. God, give us a hunger. Give us a heart for education, the right education, not the wrong education. But, Lord, let us do what is right in your sight. You want us to be educated. You want us to do well, especially the Christian people. You want them to do well. You don't want us to be ignorant. Oh, Father, we just thank and praise you that you open up our understanding. Let us be like David when he said in Psalms chapter 119, verse 99, he said he had more understanding than all of his teachers. So God, we ask you to give us the understanding that we need to be educated in this country. Oh, Father, we thank you and we praise you for the blood of Jesus in these schools, the blood of Jesus over our minds, the blood of Jesus over our children when they take the end of grade test. Let them score well, no anxiety, no stress, but just let them do well. And I thank you on my final exam, May the 11th, Lord, that I will do well. And I just thank you that it is well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, Deborah. Amen. You were praying for my grandchildren, and I appreciate that too. And Brent's over there praising the Lord. You're praying for his son, and we're asking God to do that. Deborah, thank you for calling in. That is a Alex, listen, we need more people knowing that real education starts with a relationship with God, doesn't it?
It really does. That was a great prayer, sister, and we appreciate that. And, you know, the old saying, as long as there are exams, there will be prayer in schools.
Hey,
did you ever hear that, Bert?
I did, and I guarantee you, I was one of them. I didn't have the memory that Alex McFarland's has, so I had to work. And I'm not saying you didn't work, but I had to really do my best to figure it out. So thank you, Deborah. Let's go to Iowa. Judy, thank you for calling.
I just want to tell you first, thank you guys for all you do. I really appreciate your radio program. I've listened for several years now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I have a prayer request, and that is on May 14th. I have to go into surgery on my left hip to have a hip replacement, and I've never had surgery before. So I just would like to have you guys pray for me that everything goes okay.
Listen, May the 14th, hip replacement there for Judy in Iowa. Alex, would you mind praying for Judy?
Let's do that right now. Father God, we lift up Judy. And Lord, I know there are probably many, many others listening, and they have, you know, concerns and doctor visits and test results and even surgeries. And so, Lord, I pray you are the great physician. And Isaiah 53:6 says that by your stripes we are healed. So I pray for healings throughout this land. I pray for the body of believers everywhere that you would give us health and strength, happiness and joy and holiness. And Lord, for Judy, this hip replacement, in Jesus' name, We thank you in advance. This is going to succeed. I pray the recovery will be quick. The pain will be minimal. And Lord, we just lift her up to you, and we thank you for the way that you're going to raise her up in strength and wholeness as she serves you, as an, I know she does. And Lord, thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you for being our healer, Jesus. And thank you for being the friend that sticks closer than a brother. Dear Lord Jesus, we love you. And thank you for loving and caring for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Judy, for listening. Thank you for calling in. Those of you that are prayer warriors, write Judy down, May the 14th, hip replacement, and ask God just to do a great work. Thank you again, Judy. Let's go to Texas. Iris, thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I thank God for you both and for the ministry that you do. I'm a regular listener. But the bottom line is today, I'm also a Jewish believer and have been for 43 years. So my heart is for Israel today, and I want to pray for that, and also for the war to come to an end, and also for the for these wildfires to cease, and then against the anti-Semitic spirit.
Amen,
Lord, we just
Iris.
Praise you and thank you for your promise that you give showers of rain to all people and plants of the fields. To everyone in Zechariah 10:1, that your word doesn't return forth void and you hasten to perform it. So we call for the rain showers in Israel to put out the wildfires. We know that you are the God of weather, and we speak that forth in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. And then also, Lord, we pray you are also the one that causes wars to cease. We thank you, Lord God, for that you are the peacemaker, Lord. We pray for this war to come to an east, to an end, and Lord, and the hedge of protection around all the soldiers and all the and wisdom for Prime Minister Netanyahu and all those that are in authority. In the name of Jesus, we speak it forth that what the enemy is meant for evil, you will turn for good, and they will cover it all, because this was the land that you have given them, and it will never ever be taken away from them again in Jesus' powerful name. And we speak forth also, we come against the anti-Semitic spirit in the name of Jesus. You have no authority in this land. You have no authority whatsoever. We call forth for repentance and conviction upon those that have come against the Jewish people, because you said in your word, Lord, that you would bless those that bless Israel and you will curse those that curse Israel. So we come against, we pray for conviction and salvation for those in your powerful name, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, and we thank you. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Iris, thank you.
Thank you so much. Listen, in the news even moments ago, there was a BBC journalist in Gaza who was on record in the media saying the most horrible anti-Semitic things. I'm not dear going to repeat them. But yes, Bert, as we pray, and I'm so thankful for this caller, let's pray that the Holy Spirit of God would change people's hearts and this horrible hatred of the Jewish people would stop,
Amen.
That anti-Semitism would end, and that the precious Jewish people would be loved by their fellow human beings.
Amen. We do pray that. And thank you. Thank you, Iris. And 43 years walking with Jesus, one of my very best friends. He's been saved, I bet, close to that long, and just a believer. And he calls himself a completed Jew. Amen.
Yes.
Because of Christ. Thank you. Let's go to Aaron in Mississippi. Aaron, thank you for calling.
Thank you all for taking my call. I just want to start this by saying that I appreciate everything y'all do. Y'all and people like you are more of a blessing to everybody than y'all can possibly know. I'm sure I speak for more than half the people listening to this right now that that's true. But I just wanted to get y'all to pray for me. I hadn't been doing like I should, and I want prayer for me to grow my relationship with Jesus and get as personal as I can and know him as much as I can. And it's really kind of intimidating what I need to do, what direction I need to go and all that, but I know it can be done.
Amen.
And I just need prayer for myself and for my wife to do what we need to do to get it done.
Amen. I'm going to pray for you, Aaron, okay? And we're asking everybody to join me in this. Father, Thank you for Aaron. Thank you for his desire to grow closer to you, Father. Your Bible says that if we draw near to God, he'll draw near to us, Father. So he is doing that. Your word says, being confident that you have started something good in Aaron, and you're going to complete it. And I pray that he would just draw on you. I pray for his dear wife, that together they might grow in Christ. And Father, when we both growing in Christ as a husband and wife, that means we're growing closer together. And Father, I pray that you give him that victory, direct his paths. And Father, that means he's going in the right direction. And Father, that we go as straight as we can, as fast as we can toward you, to know you, to serve you. And Father, we pray that Aaron would stay in your word, stay praying, make himself accountable to someone that would ask him, are you growing in the Lord? Father, help him to do all those things of serving others that would help grow himself to be what you want him to be. We pray for victory in his life that comes through following Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Aaron, thank you so much. I tell you what, we've just about close to out of town. Time for this segment. So we'll wait on the other side to take the other calls. We're coming in. We're praying the National Day of Prayer. Alex, I like this prayer meeting we're having today. How about you?
I do. I like the caller mentioned James 4:8. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. What a great promise that is. Stay tuned. Exploring the Word on this National Day of Prayer. We'll be back after this brief break and we'll take more of your calls. Don't go away.
You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you. We need to save them. That is why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on us. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps to rescue 5 babies. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Matthew 19:14.
Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door. Let your knees well out the floor. Don't stop believing.
Amen. This is the National Day of Prayer, and here on Exploring the Word, we are having a large, large prayer meeting. But I wanted Brent to do something. Brent, I heard something's new on our podcast. Is that right?
It is. And if you don't know about it, you probably wouldn't notice, but they've set up a new system for us to where you can actually read the podcast instead of listening to it. Now, we do want you to listen to it as well, but us being a Bible study program, if you're able to go in there and read through stuff, I know my mother-in-law, she appreciates that because she's not tech savvy enough that she's going to listen to a podcast. And so if she can go in there and push a button, she's great with it. And she can read the whole show. It's all Amen. Transcripted.
So if you're a speed reader, you can really get it done fast, right?
You can
right?
do it.
Amen.
If you'll go on to each individual yeah. show, there's a little button under where you play the show that says show transcript.
Okay.
You click that, and it'll print the whole thing out for you.
Now, Alex, I don't know how to do with some of our enunciations of Old Testament and Hebrew words. We'll see how it does with those.
I'm anxious to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got people online. We're taking calls for prayers and people that are praying. So let's go to Alabama. Karen, thank you for calling.
Hi, Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Well, this is not a prayer request. This is a praise report.
Amen. We love those. Go ahead.
I called you guys in February, I think it was, and told y'all that I was praying for an annulment or something for God to work in my life, that I had married a person who was fraudulent, a con artist. And y'all were so supportive, and Alex prayed the sweetest prayer for me. And thankfully, my God is so much smarter than I am, because he ruled, and I did not get an annulment. I did have to get a divorce. However, everything worked out. The way the divorce worked, it protected me financially that in a way that an annulment would not have. And I just want to praise God and thank him for what he did in my life, even in a horrible situation. And I want to thank you guys for being here and taking people's prayers like mine. It's just been a blessing.
Thank you, Karen. And listen, serve the Lord now, man. I want to tell you, I hear some freedom in your voice. And so that freedom brings you free, as Paul said. You know, now I'm free. I can serve the Lord without having a lot of entanglement even in that. So we're praying for that, Karen. Thank you for calling. And we appreciate people that know that God is on his throne and he can do things well. Thank you so much. Let's go to Samuel in Texas. Samuel, thank you for calling.
Hey, brothers, how y'all doing? I just wanted to make a quick prayer on this National Day of Prayer. I know in Corpus Christi we did it at the courthouse, but now it's a good opportunity to pray with you all. And I just wanted to lift up Donald Trump and his cabinet and all the things that they're trying to do to set our nation back on the right course. Abba, Father God, we just glorify you and honor you and exalt you. Father, we lift you on high. We thank you for being an awesome and a wonderful God who cares so much for us. We thank you for the covenant that you've established in the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. We thank you for just a way to live and to live a life that pleases you, Father. And we just lift up Donald Trump, Father God, the President of the United States. We lift up his cabinet members. God, we lift them up right now to you, Father. We know that you know everything that they've been going through, the things that they've been striving to do, Father, to write our nation back in the direction it needs to go. Father, we know that even in our Constitution, it is about freedom of religion and not freedom from religion. And we just pray right now that you will allow for your truth, Father God, and your scripture to be to be in all the elements of our government, Father God, and even in the school systems, Father God, with the Supreme Court just listed to different things last week and this week in relation to religious freedom and things in schools. And we pray, Father God, that your truth will radiate throughout the churches, throughout the courts, throughout the Supreme Court and the justices and things of that nature. And we also, Father, ask that you would just expose the work of the enemy, Father God. We pray that all those who are turning their back on you and all those who have ideologies that are against your ways, that want to bring debauchery and wickedness and sexual immorality in this nation, we pray that you will expose them, and we pray that you will bring them down, and you will raise up individuals that have a hunger and thirst after you and your righteousness. We thank you. We praise you. We lift you up. We pray for your protection over the cabinet and over Donald Trump. We pray, Father, that even though he's doing the things that he's doing, Father, we pray that he will not turn his back on you, and that you will keep him focused on you at all times. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Messiah, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Samuel. We are. Amen. Thank you for that. We're going to go straight to these calls because we've got so many. We're going to try to get in as many as we can. Susan from Virginia. Susan, go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, and I especially thank you for opening up today for National Day of Prayer. For many years, I participated at the Cannon Office Building. I don't know why they stopped doing that. But anyway, I want to just say a short prayer for our nation to have repentant hearts and turn their hearts and minds to God and just open their hearts to Christ. But I do, I would appreciate prayer for my niece. I pray for her every Wednesday on Women's Wednesday. That's a day I set aside for women, but I never told her that. And so this Wednesday, I happened to text her to tell her that I did that, and did she have any prayer requests? Well, lo and behold, I know it was the Holy Spirit that made me do that, because she said, oh, yes, please pray for my health. I have some lesions on my brain. So she has four children. She anyway, so oh, I would man. Really appreciate that. But I will just ask a quick prayer, and then I would appreciate it if you would pray for my niece.
We'll do. Go ahead, Susan.
Lord Jesus, I just, I know that you see all of the evil that's in our world, and you tell us even in Micah that if we'll humble ourselves and pray, that I just pray that you would bring people to do that. But Lord, we need to repent. I pray that we would all have repentant hearts, even myself, and just turn to you. Those who don't know you, I just pray that you'd open their hearts. Those that know you, I pray that we would be bold and share Christ and plant seeds, Lord. Help me to be bolder. Thank you for letting me finally just open up to my niece, never knowing that she would respond in the way that she did. Thank you.
Amen. Father, I thank you so much for Susan, and I'm praying for her niece right now.
Yeah.
God, touch her life, those four children that are hers, help them. And Father, open up that door even more for Susan and her niece to communicate and to share that Jesus is Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Susan, mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And y'all, you pray for Susan's niece, you who are listening. Let's go to Virginia and talk to Monty. Monty, thank you for calling.
Bless both of y'all, and you have such a wonderful history yourselves. Marvin Sanders came here, I think, about 94, 95, and gave us their first radio station, 91.3 and 91.5. But anyway, just real quickly, I have been under the devil, if you want to say that. I had been bipolar or manic depression for 50-some years since I left Wake Forest University. And they put me in a psychiatric ward three different times. So.
We're going to pray for you, Monty. Okay. Yeah. We're just going to take time. I know it's rough, and I hear that. I hear it in your voice. God is able. Alex, could you pray for Monty?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our brother Monty. And Lord, I pray that you will give him a clear mind and a confident heart and spirit. And Lord, whatever the past journey has been, that this moment today and in the days ahead, it can be a fresh start, a brand new day. And Lord, I just pray you'll bless this man, give him joy, give him clarity of mind, let him focus on you and your word. And so, Lord, just spiritually, physically, psychologically, emotionally, by every benchmark, let him just be filled with your presence and your Holy Spirit and your word. And Lord, for all of us listening, may your Holy Spirit just guide us, fill us, and use us like you're doing in the life of Monty. We thank you for it all. We give you the praise and glory that you heal us thoroughly and wholly, Jesus. And we thank you for it in Christ's name.
Amen. Monty, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Larry in Illinois. Larry, thank you for calling.
Good day. Thank you for being there and for opening up for a prayer on this National Day of Prayer.
Yes, sir, brother.
I wanted to pray for our 250-year history, which, you know, it's 250th anniversary of the Revolutionary War, 250th anniversary of our armed forces, and 250th anniversary of the United States of America flag. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for our armed forces. We ask you to protect them, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to anoint them, God, for the job that they have to do. Give them strength. Give them courage, God. and equip them, God, with the tools that they need, especially those Christian men and women in uniform, to reach their brothers and sisters in uniform. And Lord, let us be like Elijah, where at the end of that prayer in 1 Kings 18, he said, God, that your name will be honored. Do these miracles. Do these things. Answer our prayer that these people will know that their hearts have been turned back to you. Turn our nation back, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. Thank you. Amen. Don't we owe a lot to our armed forces, man?
Oh, we do. We do. Thank God for the veterans. Thank God for all the branches of the military serving under the commander-in-chief, but as unto the Lord, don't they, Bert?
They do. Thank you, Larry, for remembering that. Let's go to Louisiana. Sandra, thank you for calling.
Hi, thank you. I enjoy listening to your show quite a bit. I'm calling today to ask for prayers for my grandson, who is 14 years old. I feel like he's going down the wrong path. He recently started smoking, vaping. He's not doing well in school. He's belligerent. He's disrespectful. Parents are at their wits' end with him. I just want to ask for prayers for God to lead him down the correct path and change things at home for all of them. Today I did speak with my daughter and asked her to go to her pastor at the church and have him speak with my grandson to provide some kind of guidance, spiritual guidance, or whatever's needed, because honestly he's not getting it at home. And I'm just so worried about him. And wanted to ask a prayer for him.
Okay. Do you mind giving, you don't have to, would you mind giving us his first name only?
His name is Cage.
Cage. Okay. Mm-hmm. That just helps people all over America writing Cage's name down right now and praying for him. Alex?
Yeah, go ahead. May I pray for this?
Yes, you can.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in just the strongest possible terms, we cry out on behalf of America's youth, and especially for this young man named Cage, that, Father, in the name of Jesus, prevent him from going down the wrong path. Lord, I pray that he would not take up smoking or drinking or any of the destructive behaviors that ensnare people at a young age. And, Lord, the teens that will be in our summer camps all summer long, I pray Cage will have a heart for you, Jesus. And Lord, I'm praying for a Holy Spirit movement among the teenagers and even preteens and middle schoolers up through high school, 20-somethings, young adults, college students, that your Holy Spirit would lead millions of America's youth to want to build a Christian life, live for Jesus, learn the Bible, follow your word. For Cage and the millions of his peers, we're praying for you to bring them into fellowship with you, Jesus, and into a lifestyle and ways that are pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we ask, dear Lord. Amen.
Amen. We're going to try one more call. We're going to say Ron, Kenny, Linda. Sorry, we could not get to you. I've read them, and I'm praying for you. I want you to know that. But let's go to Maria in Virginia. Maria hadn't got a lot of time. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Don't have a lot of time, Maria. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm going to be a little selfish because it's for my daughter, but she has cancer, and she has colon cancer, and she's already with chemo, and now she has to go through radiation. And I listen to radio all the time, and, you know, happen to have it on when you have this prayer. So I want to see if you can pray for her. Her name is Nicole.
Nicole. Father, we're praying for Nicole right now. Man, that's a hard journey. Chemo, radiation. God, touch her life. But Father, may you be every step of the way with her in close. And I just pray again for our mom, Maria. Help her during this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we'd love to have gotten to all the calls, but I've got them and I've got your names and I'll be praying for you. Alex, What a day. National Day of Prayer. I think we had a prayer meeting here on Exploring the Word.
And I'm off to speak at a prayer gathering tonight in Myrtle Beach, down near the City Hall. So, folks, pray for our nation. Wherever you are, call out to Jesus. And thank you for listening to AFA. May God bless you in all things.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.